Hi, I'm Rich Sains, and this is The Procurement Conversation. In this series, I've been fortunate to speak with inspirational young procurement leaders from different sectors, roles, and regions. By sharing their stories, we want more people to hear about procurement, including the leaders of tomorrow. Welcome to The Procurement Conversation, and this week we're talking to Jennifer Francis, who's Category Manager for Indirects at Thames Water. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Rich.
What do you love about procurement?
What do I love about procurement? I think for me, what I love about procurement is that every day is different. And you can have different scenarios where you're either building those relationships from your supply partners all the way through to building business strategy, or even negotiating commercial terms or rates with your supply chain. In addition to that, what I also love about procurement is that a lot of the business strategies that you set, you can actually see them come to life in reality.
And how did you get into it, and why didn't you do something else?
So I think I could probably speak for a lot of people when I say this, but I randomly fell into procurement. So I left university in 2014, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But I think the main thing for me at the time was that I didn't want to just walk into something that kind of was, let's say, you should walk into without having any qualifications or anything like that. Because obviously I studied my degree, so I wanted to make it worthwhile. And I was actually approached by a recruitment company at the time who randomly told me about this procurement role, which, like, I knew nothing. I Googled it. It looked quite interesting. So I just took the risk and I went to the job interview and I got the job. And here I am 9 years later.
Was there anything else you thought you might like to get into?
I thought I wanted to be a midwife. I think I wanted to go into that because my mum was a midwife at the time, if I'm really completely honest. But again, when I finished university, I wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do. I just wanted to go into something that kind of, I saw the opportunity to grow. But like I said, it wasn't one of those roles where you can just walk into, because like I said, I studied my degree and I wanted to make sure that I was getting what I basically put a lot of time and effort into. So I wanted to make sure that I was seeing a return for that. So I didn't necessarily know exactly what I wanted to do, but I just knew that if I came across the right opportunity, I knew that it would have been right for me.
Yeah, definitely. Midwifery would have been a completely different profession. That's like, when you talk about delivering for stakeholders, that's like completely different.
It's so different. And actually, when I looked into it, there's just the night shift. I just knew it wouldn't be suitable for me because I love sleeping, I'm sorry. So I knew that was one thing for sure. And I know there was an element of science, which again, I'm not being funny, I think science is not my bag. So I just knew pretty early when I started to really look into it, it just wasn't a field that I wanted to go into.
Sure. And what does a normal day look like for you?
Managing the contracts just to make sure that everything's going okay. I can have scenarios where something critical has happened and we need to get access to our sites because my kind of main area is within the security space. Or it could just be down to being that critical friend and kind of person, go-to person for advice within the procurement space in general. And I think that's one thing that I really love within my role is that I can provide that service to my key stakeholders and actually show why I can add value, which is clearly working because, like I said, I get reached out to by my key stakeholders, which is really nice.
Any downsides or frustrations to the job?
I wouldn't say to the job. I think just procurement in general. So I think with procurement, it's one of those phases where you can talk about the right way of doing things and kind of highlight why it's the right way of doing things. But I think the challenge that you're always going to face sometimes in procurement is that your kind of proposal versus what someone is just used to doing day to day, you're going to have these challenges where you're not always going to win your stakeholders to believe in what your strategy is that you're trying to implement. But I think whilst that is a challenge, the key thing is to continue to highlight the benefits as to why you are proposing the things that you're doing. Because not everyone sees that side of procurement. They just see it as potentially, you're just doing this, it's a blocker, and I like to do it this way because it's what I'm used to. But it comes from, like I said, highlighting your kind of reasons as to why you're suggesting the proposals that you are. And also as well, another key thing is building those relationships with your key stakeholders, and through building your relationships, you're building that trust. And the more trust that you're gaining through your stakeholders, even your supply partners, helps remove blockers and show that actually I'm proposing a win solution here rather than a win-win solution. Yeah. And I think actually another challenge, and again, it's not my role, just within procurement, the world's changing now. So as you're aware, and I'm pretty sure I speak for other people, it's not just about cost savings now. There's more key focus on building that strategic relationship with your supply chain, because there's so many changes going on within the environment and the world now. And it's very important that through those strategic relationships, you're able to adapt to those changes and potentially mitigate upcoming risks that your organization can have through having those strategic relationships. So yeah, I think in summary, it's just really identifying those other value adds outside of cost savings and efficiencies and even process efficiencies as well.
Yeah. You spoke there a bit about the relationship building, that type of thing, that obviously the key soft skills that we have. What would you say the key skills are that we need in procurement?
The key skills that I think that we need in procurement is integrity. So, and being ethical. So one of the biggest things, and I'm quite passionate about this actually, that I took away from SIPs is understanding how your decisions has an impact on your supply partner. And that's really important. Sometimes, especially if you're working for a well-recognized organization, sometimes supply partners can put themselves in a position where they are very keen about the relationship at the expense of, I don't know, impacting the quality of service. So it's just making sure that you're recognizing that the conversations and the decisions that you're making during negotiations, they are ethical and they're not having an impact on your supply chain. I think another critical thing in procurement is critical thinking. So like I said, we live in procurement now, in the procurement world, it's very complicated. We've had things like cost of living, wage increases, fuel, even down to, I don't know, you could have a disruption in your supply chain can impact your operation. So I think the key thing is to try and think ahead rather than be proactive rather than reactive. I think that's a very key skill. And then I think for me, again, just building those relationships, that's really important. And the easiest way, my strategy to build those relationships is just to be very transparent, open and honest, and put your cards on the table. So you know where you stand in your relationship and being open and honest, and your supplier knows where they stand in the relationship as well. And I think with that with being open and transparent, you gain more respect from both sides, which brings both of you and your supplier closer, because it's authentic and there's no hidden agendas. Yeah, I think that's really important.
What are you most proud of?
So what I'm proud of, probably how far I've come within my procurement journey. So when I first started procurement, I always wanted to get to a position where I could think outside the box for myself and not have to rely on my manager. And also I wanted to get to a point where kind of built my own brand in terms of how I do procurement. So wherever I went and whatever project that I did, I've left my stamp on it. And I suppose I'm really proud that I can now look back and say, actually, delivered these absolutely great projects. The old me probably would have looked at the spend of these projects and been really worried, thinking, oh my God, it's a massive project. I'm not going to be able to do it. And I've actually persevered and I've done that. And also as well, going back to the point about not relying on your manager and thinking outside of the box, I can look back and say, actually, I'm proud of myself and I can do that. Because again, I think I mentioned it before, I'm at a stage now where I can set up and discuss business strategies based on my knowledge and experience within procurement, and also gaining insight from my supply relationships and the market, which I think is really important. And then I think the last thing for me, say, in terms of what I'm proud of, is my SIPs. I don't care. That was hard. And honestly, if you speak to any of my friends, my nickname is actually Flaky Francis, because there were so many times where I say, oh, I'm coming out, I'll come out, I'll meet you girls. And I'll just cancel last minute because of the stress of my exams. My exams had me in chokehold. So I'm very proud to be M6 qualified. So yeah,
It's a massive achievement, isn't it? And it does take a lot of work and effort to get to that point. So, yeah, well done on that.
Thank you.
What would you say your period of greatest growth was?
So I would say my biggest growth would be being at Thames Water. So before I started Thames Water, so I had two roles before then, but I feel like I went through the different stages of procurement. So from tactical to like medium strategic to actually like strategic procurement. And I would say with the projects that I've worked on, which is absolutely brilliant, I think any project that you work on in Thames Water is just a fantastic opportunity anyway, because their procurement processes are fantastic. So in terms of the knowledge, the templates that they use, and just the all-rounded procurement process is absolutely brilliant. Whereas I think before that, I never really experienced that type of procurement when it came to like carrying out a full sourcing or tender exercise. And I think also to help me grow within my career at Thames Water, I was doing my level 5 SIPs and my level 6 SIPs. So it all worked in parallel to help me grow and persevere and successfully deliver project at Thames.
It's always good when you're learning something and then actually you can apply it immediately to the day job.
Exactly that.
Yeah, done some stuff on negotiation training or whatever it is. Mm. And you think, oh, it's brilliant. I'm going to use that tomorrow. And that's when learning's at its best, because otherwise, if it's just a bit theoretical and you might need it in 6 to 12 months or whatever,
yeah,
that's a bit less useful. But yeah, I really like that when you can apply it immediately.
Yeah, and you made a really good point, actually, because I think when I was doing my level 4, that's when I first kicked off this procurement in general. So it was quite hard to apply the textbook stuff to my role. Yeah. Because I was still really learning procurement. So whereas, like I said, now that I've moved on, actually a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, that I was doing, it was making sense. And I was thinking, oh, this is what the book meant, because I was actually carrying out those things in real life. And I think another point that I want to say is that a lot of the stuff that we were doing in SIPs, Thames Water has in their processes anyway. So it was very good to make the connection and actually understand why I was doing what I was doing.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, when you've got that process alignment and when it does make a big difference. So looking ahead, where do you see procurement going?
So for me personally, I think procurement's going to be a lot more within the centre of business decisions. So like I said, the world is changing. And I think through procurement, those supply relationships, getting market knowledge, having clear understanding of the commercial aspects of the contract. I think all of that is going to be, there's going to be a lot more focus on that to help organisations and businesses operate, as well as making sure that their contracts and their supply chain is in line with their operations. And I think because there's so much change now within the world, just in general, I think from my perspective, I think a lot more companies will focus on what they need to do and leave the experts to focus on the other elements that fall within the procurement side, because they have that knowledge. But at the same time, everyone needs to survive in this day and age. So if your bread and butter is within the operational space, then I think there's going to be even more focus in that element. But at the same time, needing the procurement guys to get those real value adds in the challenging times that we're in. And I do think, actually, there's a lot of talk around AI at the moment, if I'm honest. Is it going to take over procurement fully? But I'll be honest, it's not. I think AI will enhance some of the procurement activities, which could free up some of our time. But I don't believe that it's going to take over procurement roles. Robots or computers, for example, or AI, can't nurture and build those relationships with suppliers, for example. No. AI is not going to be able to deal with dispute. AI is not going to identify every single change or golden nugget that's happening in the market. A lot of these stuff you get through building relationships and communicating with your suppliers. And that's just some broad examples. But I know that, like I said, I know there's a lot of talk about AI, but I don't believe that AI is going to take a procurement.
No, I'd agree with you there. I think there's clearly a lot of things you mentioned already. It's about relationships and
exactly
run those relationships. But what it can do is it can do some of the more tactical and operational stuff that we do. And as you say, that frees up time to spend on relationship building.
Yeah, I agree.
Where would you like your career to go next?
I think for me, where I see myself in my career is just to be a real rounded professional procurement person that can be seconded onto projects. For example, I don't know, someone could have a massive project and they need a procurement expert to look into it, execute it, put together a strategy and execute a plan, put a formal framework agreement in place. And that's where I see myself being that go-to person for procurement projects. So someone would be like, Jennifer, she's brilliant in what she does. She's a professional. She knows what she's talking about. I want her on this project. And that's where I see myself being. Maybe, I don't know, in the future, it could be a case where if I'm not going to go up the director route, I can go into contracting. I'm not 100% sure yet, but I just know going through the director route isn't a route that I want to go. And it doesn't appeal to me. What appeals to me is like I said, really becoming that procurement professional that knows what she's doing. And I do know what I'm doing. And then just, being seconded into different procurement projects.
Yeah. I think you find as you go into those management roles, you spend a lot more of your time managing people, managing resources, managing budgets, and you're not necessarily on the day-to-day of the procurement activities, which is, for most of us, that's what we really enjoy doing. So you sort of get taken away from that bit. You don't have to follow a particular route. You can just become a bit broader and then you just work on lots of different projects.
Yeah, I agree. And I think actually, you were talking about my procurement career. I think I'm very lucky to experience the tactical kind of procurement to mid-strategic, but more contract management and then more strategic procurement. And I think through my career, I've been able to pinpoint what I like and what I don't like. And I know for me, I really enjoy the kind of strategic sourcing element side of procurement, as well as the contract management side as well. I love having those relationships with my suppliers, and I love seeing how that relationship helps gain value add to my objectives and the organisation, and also value add to the supplier as well.
What advice would you give to someone who's considering a career?
So first thing first, you need to go into an organisation where they've got some kind of procurement process in place. It doesn't have to be perfect, but some kind of procurement process, it's good to have a procurement process. So it's just making sure that you're understanding kind of the foundation of procurement. What you don't want is to go into an organization where they don't have anything and you're just buying things and that's it. I think another really important thing is your manager, and it is really important. So it's good to have a manager that is going to help you grow and get you involved in opportunities, big or small, it doesn't matter. But you need to be in an environment where you are growing and you are being encouraged and you are given a voice. I think that's really important because in procurement, your voice, you're going to have to use your voice. You're going to get to a stage where you're going to have to make strategic decisions. You're going to need to get to a space where you're going to have to be that critical friend and challenge the norm. My first manager that I had, Adrian, really lovely guy, he took a liking to me because he could see that my potential in procurement. And he's the one who introduced me to SIP. So he called me into his office and he's like, where do you see yourself in procurement in the next couple of years? Do you like it? And I was like, I think I do. And he's like, okay, you've got your degree, which is brilliant. But I think to be a bit more specific and kind of tune into the procurement route, I suggest you do your SIPs. Mm-hmm. And that's how I fell into SIP. So yeah, really thankful for Adrian for doing that. And then I think that the final thing for me is not everyone has to do it. There's mixed reviews about SIPs. Some people think SIPs is a value add, and I'm being completely honest here. And some people don't. Me personally, SIPs is the best thing that I've ever done in my career. I'm glad that it's done. It's really, really helped me. And I honestly, if you talk to anyone that I know, especially my colleagues, especially the ones that have started in procurement, and I'm all saying, don't stop, go to level 5 and level 6, because I can see how I've grown myself. Like I said, the main thing for me is when you're building those strategies, you're understanding things, you're seeing things from the supplier's perspective, even down to, like I said, being ethical, but also seeing how that supply values you as well. And then even a massive thing or three steps that I've learned as well is the legal element. There's a lot of legal I didn't really understand. And it was frustrating because when I'm negotiating or putting together a contract, I understood it, but I couldn't really I didn't understand it so much so that I could really elaborate and understand why we was using certain terms. And through SIPs, I've learned so much. So I definitely would say, yeah, SIPs is important. But yeah, I think that's the key things that I would say for now. It's all a journey. A lot of the stuff that you learn is through the different organizations that you go to. Everyone's got their different way of doing procurement. But I think once you transition through your career, it's understanding the core foundations of procurement. And then you build on top of that. You build your own brand on top of that. Yeah.
And how do you think we could get more young people into procurement?
Get more recognition about what procurement actually is. I still, although I think it's a lot more common now, I still think that there needs to be something outside of the SIPs world, a lot more things outside of the SIPs world that can teach young people what procurement is. I don't know, it could be a case where you get guest speakers that go into school to approach those that are looking at their next steps to say, have you thought about procurement? These are the key things that happen in procurement. These are the key skills that you need in procurement. Could it be an area for you? Yeah, I think that's the main thing, because I think for now, unless you're, again, very broadly speaking, because it's not necessarily something that I look for at the time, but unless you're on LinkedIn, SIPs, or you've got a network of people that really know about procurement, it's not something that's obviously out there. So I think it just keeps spreading the web, but like attending schools, maybe, or colleges as well. I think that would really help.
Brilliant. That's great. Thanks for joining us today.
That's okay.
A great chat.
Thank you. And I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Do like and share and subscribe to hear the next Procurement Conversation.